This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, along with our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where we also are live streaming the show. You can get the actual radio show right there. Just click on a little listen live and boom, there we are. And then when the show's not live, it plays a loop over and over and over again. So there you go. Okay. And joining us right now to start hour number one is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got to make a statement right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm not Spanish.
You're not Spanish, but you can pretend to be if you want to.
Olé.
That's right.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, here we are again, Kyle. We're all at our wits' end, and we have no idea what's going to happen. We've got Mitch McConnell, and I'm not sure what he's trying to do, but he's playing a very dangerous game of poker with these $2,000 stimulus checks that, in my opinion, could cost the GOP both U.S. Senate seats in the Georgia runoff on January 5th because he's not delivering what the people expected.
No, it's exactly right, Captain. Now, I understand the argumentation about spending. I understand the argumentation about the deficit and all that, but to the average person today, Captain, that is becoming secondary because of the emergency situation that so many people find themselves in. So by delaying this and by having now the perception that it's McConnell and the GOP who are keeping people from the literally life-saving money that they need, it could cost them dearly in Georgia, for sure.
But here's the thing. And is there anybody other than me that can't sit here and say, you put up a standalone bill for the $2,000 checks, don't put anything else on it, the Democrats were receptive to doing that, vote for it by itself, then you go back in with the budget with the red line items that are there, and you start taking them out of the budget because that's what the president wanted, and they're going to be tied up for 45 days anyway. They're not going to get that money, including some of the foreign aid going to those countries. Nobody's talking about this, Kyle. Nobody's talking about the fact that that foreign aid is being held up because it was redlined.
It was redlined. That's right.
Yeah. And all we're hearing is, well, there's all this money, billions going here, billions. Not necessarily. Right now it's redlined. It's not going anywhere.
Right. And again, you know, I would think why not in the first place they didn't have a standalone bill. I think the American people, by and large, are going to be pretty upset with both parties because again, there's more sausage being made. The American people don't want to have time have the sausage being made.
They are going to be more upset with both parties, but they're going to be more upset with the Republicans because the Republicans control the Senate. Everybody knows it. McConnell's got the votes. He could have passed this all by his lonesome without ever having to have a single Democrat on a standalone bill for just these checks. He could have done it that way. He didn't do it that way. How come I know that and you know that, but they don't want to do it? There's something really bad wrong here.
Well, there is something really bad wrong here. And one wonders, Captain, again, you know, President Trump was very adamant. And, of course, then you had the White House negotiating this bill that came out to the $600 basic, the basic level there. But then the president wanted to change it. I just don't know. Maybe there's other politics going on in terms of how the GOP leadership is reacting.
And that $600 started going out late last night, as we heard from Gary down in Sarasota, who told us that he got his in his bank account already. Because if you've got an active account that you've been doing business with the IRS, not Social Security, because this money's coming from IRS, from the IRS, if they got an active account where they can use the information they've got and put your money in that account, that's what they'll do. This has nothing to do with Social Security. For the people who keep going, well, I get my check delivered to my Social Security account. I said, yeah, your Social Security check, right? Right. I said, well, do you have a tax account? No. Well, then guess what? Yours will be mailed sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Right, and it will be rolled out over that time period.
That's
but
right.
It's good to know that some of these direct deposits are hitting people's accounts.
Yeah, just started, and we'll hear about more, I'm sure. Now, we're going to need a fair amount of time, probably the next segment, to talk about Senator Josh Hawley, as well as Republicans, including Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, with what's being proposed on January the 6th in the Congress and the House of Representatives and the Senate. But unfortunately, we're going to talk about it because there's certain numbers, certain requirements that have to be made to get this done, and if they don't have the votes when they go to discuss it and vote on it, which right now they don't, then all they're doing is just blowing smoke.
Well, and prolonging the inevitable at this point, if they don't have the ability to really mount a serious challenge to that. But it does get it out there into the big world, Captain, and people will remember these things when they come around for the next election.
And we got a couple of comments from the chat room. Steve in Thailand, who's an American living over in Thailand, who actually does live here in Florida, but his business has him over there. He says, you're correct. The perception is the Republicans are holding up the money. You betcha. And I think Richard meant it a different way than what he wrote it. He said, give Americans the money instead of sending it overseas. I believe that's what Richard said. That's not the way he wrote it, but I believe that's what he meant. And I agree. People in this country need the money for it. Ever goes overseas to anybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome to this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a medication that you can take, which is drug-free. It is loaded with turmeric, resveratrol, eicarin, and omega-3, which will lower inflammation. It also will lower or eliminate pain, go directly to the source of the pain and get rid of it for you. It's been working for me for just about 5 years right now, and it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula with these key enzymes and proteins I just mentioned. And guess what? It supports healthy joints and muscles, too. For $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, it's all you got to do to get started. I'm telling you, it works. You don't know until you try it. $19.95. The website to go to is the one they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, that's relieffactor.com/captain. Go there and check it out. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, has become the first GOP senator to join the House election result challenge, triggering a potential rare vote in the Congress. So that's one Republican senator who will challenge, which means that they have to adjourn and go and decide, you know, and talk about it back and forth. But what is the majority number of votes it will take to come out of that caucus, if you want to call it that, to make any changes? What's the number of senators they have to have?
Well, for that, wouldn't it be a majority of senators, I would think.
And what's that number?
Wouldn't that be 51?
And we've got one senator we know about, right?
Yep.
So 51. Now, they're saying that there may be a half dozen more senators in there, but that's not 51, and the Republicans certainly aren't going to go along with it, or Democrats, right?
No, of course not. Right?
Okay, so now we have the House, and Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who happens to be an Iraqi war vet, pilot, I believe he's a helicopter pilot, big swing pilot, too. I think he flew both. He has come out and said that there's 100-plus GOP lawmakers which will oppose accepting the election results next week, which, again, will have them have to go in a caucus in a room somewhere or in their chamber or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, how many votes does it take in the Congress to get the majority anything passed or get through? How many votes?
That'll be 218.
That's right. We're talking about 100, maybe 110, maybe 115. So they're about 100 votes shy, correct?
Right.
Well, as it stands right now, this isn't going anywhere. Because a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, it's going to automatically, the vice president is going to say they got to vote for it, and every state gets one vote and this, that, and the other. No, that's not the way it works.
No, it's not the way it works. But what people are sort of, what they're holding on to is that the fact that something will emerge to fix the election fraud. But as we go through this different process, and as you're enumerating it here, it's unfortunate, but likely true that there is nothing that's going to emerge to fix that. So then people are left with the idea of going to the ballot box and voting the bums out. But what they're learning from this election is that it looks like you can get away with fraud in the American election system, and it just becomes like a catch-22.
It's because of the legislation that was passed at the state level before the election. Hello, come in. People were not paying attention. They passed legislation. Some of it's been challenged in courts. Some of it the courts won't even hear, and that's the problem. And therefore, it's going to stay the way it is.
Well, exactly. But unless there's some way, and even prior to the election, Captain, you know, we were hearing some of these pollsters.
I heard it for over a year.
Yeah. Well, we were hearing some of the pollsters say that, you know, you've got to be able to overwhelm the fraud. And they were baking in fraud into some of their polls as well.
And here's what's going to happen in Georgia, because a lot of people in Georgia are going, it's going to happen here again. The same thing's going to happen. Okay. Read my lips. That's kind of easy to do on the radio, right?
Right.
Read my lips. The GOP, as of right now, the numbers I have in front of me from my sources that are there with their boots on the ground in Georgia, over 8,000 poll watchers, volunteers, poll watchers are going to be there for this election in Georgia. Over 8,000. That's unheard of.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And we also know this, too. It's being reported that some 2.56 million early votes have already been cast in Georgia so far.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reports that are coming out. Yeah.
Maybe. Depends on the source. Maybe. I've been told it's about 2 million, mm-hmm. but that's a lot less than what you said. Now, Vice President Pence, and here's a fact, folks, ladies and gentlemen, you need to remember this. Vice President Pence did not back the lawmaker plan to overturn the election results. He did not go along with that. Now, the president's lawyers are saying that Louis Gohmert's Pence lawsuit is seeking to declare the Electoral Counting Act unconstitutional in a bid to overturn the Biden win. The only problem with that is you have to find a court that's going to hear it. Have we heard about any court that's got it on their docket yet?
Nope.
Okay. I rest my case again. That's the problem. If you can't get it into court and you can't get a judge to listen to it, it just sits there. And maybe it becomes a frivolous lawsuit and doesn't go anywhere. But the Senate did yesterday try to decide to do something with these $2,000 checks, which the way it was set up with Mitch McConnell was destined to fail because he had the two other things stuck in there that the president wanted, and he should have done it on a standalone bill. If he'd done that, it would have gone through. No ifs, ands, or buts, because every Democrat and about six Republicans would have voted for it. They would have had the votes.
Well, sure. And so, again, one wonders why this wasn't done, because it seems so obvious of the effect it will have in Georgia.
I am not going to mention any of the several hundred off-the-wall comments that have been in the different chat rooms that I have with the different groups that I manage on Facebook, but, boy, there's some real, real comments in there, and you'll see them. If you go around and you look in these different groups, you'll see them. They're there, and some of it's legitimate, and some of it's just people running their mouth because they want to be heard. Now, the Senate held a session also to override President Trump's veto on the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2021. The Senate has enough votes to do just that, like it or not.
That's true.
Now, they didn't do it, but they started on it, so we'll probably hear about that today. Somebody thinks they're going to bring back the $2,000 check thing for the fourth time today. If they don't do it, then it's going to have to wait till next year, right?
One would think, yeah, they won't come back in session. Yeah.
No, there's no thinking about it. It'll wait till next year. I mean, it's not going to be done. It's just all there is to it. So with everything I've just said so far, do you feel good about all of this working out in favor of the president?
Well, it does not look good. That's the thing. I don't think it will.
No. No. So you have to start facing reality right now, and you have to understand that whether you like it or not, you're going to have a president, regardless of how much fraud was put in there, went through, and we all saw what we saw. But you're going to have a president that's going to be called an illegitimate president because half of the country, at least, is going to say, well, he's not my president, this, that, and the other. But unfortunately, he is going to be the elected official. And the vice president, unfortunately, is going to be Kamala Harris. Now, I've had some comments about this, talked to some other people, talked to you about it, talked to the radio listeners about it. I do not believe Joe Biden will fill out his term. I just don't see it. I think that Kamala Harris, somewhere along the line, will become the president because Joe Biden will step aside, and then you will see a female president and a female vice president. That's my thought.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt it, only because of what we've seen happening with Joe Biden. And I think you're right. He will step down for some reason. And it may be at a very crucial time, too.
Could be because of his comments yesterday.
Yeah, well.
Did you hear the tweet he put out there?
What was that?
He talked about the Harris-Biden administration.
Oh, here we go.
And he talked about President Harris got her shot.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, this whole thing with the Biden machine that's coming in, the way that they're playing all this, it's so obvious, and I don't know who they think that they're really fooling about a lot of this stuff, because I think you're right. I think that's sort of been the plan all along. Joe Biden himself even joked about the idea that if he crossed Kamala Harris somehow, that he would get some horrible disease and have to step down, you know, words to that effect. And so I think it's an inside joke with them, perhaps. But also, Captain, I think it's a real reality is the crushing weight of the presidency on top of Joe Biden is not going
to
do well.
Listen to this tweet. At Joe Biden says, quote, President-elect Harris, end of quote, took the COVID-19 vaccine to, quote, instill public confidence, end of quote.
Well, so is he really typing this himself then, maybe?
And then later in the day, he said, this isn't the first time they've spoken of a Harris. Somebody, who was this? Oh, this was Kyle Becker, a reporter, said this isn't the first time they've spoken of a Harris-Biden administration, or Biden has appeared confused on what position he's running for or has been elected to. So does he even know he ran for president? Another comment. These are all comments. But that was a comment that he made yesterday. Okay. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kyle, you hang on, folks. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Majority Leader says there's no chance of a quick vote on $2,000 stimulus checks. In remarks Wednesday on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell said he wants to pass targeted economic relief instead of a broader approach that will require borrowing even more money.
The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help. We just approved almost $1 trillion in aid a few days ago. It struck a balance between broad support for all kinds of households and a lot more targeted relief for those who need help the most. We're going to stay smart, we're going to stay focused, and we're going to continue delivering on the needs for our nation.
With the rejection of the House's bill, the extra stimulus payments are not likely to be taken up again until the new Congress is seated on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. In this part of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and ask to get a quote on the car or the truck you're driving, or maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, maybe you've got an ATV or a boat. They'll cover all that for you. And if you really want to save some money and you own a home, make sure you have your homeowner's policy evaluated and see if they'll save you some money there, as well as on your renter's insurance for the apartment or condo you're living in. Because all of that, when you bundle it together, you get what's called a bundle that saves you a bunch of money. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com is where to go. And tell them the captain sent you and see if you can save some money too. And knock on wood, safe drivers get a 10% discount. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden is about to do something, like it or not, that is going to revive the Obama-era scrutiny of police, which includes the DOJ will begin policing the police again under a Joe Biden presidency. You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to scrap the Trump administration's restraint where they were standing back and let the police do their job. Now, this is going to take place predominantly in the blue cities because they're the ones that raised all the cane and said, oh, no, they can't do this, they can't do that, right?
Right.
So what's your thought on that?
Well, we know that the Obama administration did about 25 different what they call pattern and practice investigations.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration had one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Biden, incoming Biden administration is, you know, talking again about systemic racism and this kind of stuff. And I think it plays right into the hands of those who just want to defund the police and continue on with what we saw over the summer. And it's really kind of sad because, unfortunately, you know, in any walk of life or any profession, you have some people that break the law. But it's not in the people across the highways and byways, I don't think, believe that the police departments are a systemic racist organization or any of these kinds of things. But what it does, though, Captain, it's part of their political posturing, mm-hmm. believing that they are going to continue to get more support from the constituency that believes all that stuff.
Well, I've had hundreds of comments, as you can well imagine, in the Facebook groups coming in, hundreds of comments, and I'm going to play something right here, right now, and let you listen to something for you people, especially in Georgia, that told me yesterday, well, why am I going to vote? There's no point in it. Look what McConnell did. He just lost my vote. I don't care anymore. Well, listen to this. This is Lon Chen.
This is Lon Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. It's easy to dismiss the Senate elections in Georgia as just another vote to decide two more seats in Congress, and that ultimately, it may not be all that consequential. I'm sure some of our fellow Americans, and more than a few Georgians, wonder what the point of voting is at all, given the outcome of the recent presidential elections. But I'd urge those Georgians with doubts or who wonder if their vote matters to recognize that the elections in their state do indeed matter. A lot. An unconstrained left means a move towards socialized medicine, the Green New Deal, and much higher taxes for many Americans. The only way that can be stopped is if Georgia voters cast their ballots in the upcoming runoff elections for the U.S. Senate. Your voices will matter, and your votes will be consequential. Don't miss out on this opportunity to make a real difference for all Americans. I'm Lon Chen.
There you go.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right. This is one of those times when you've been knocked down, and conservatives and the Republicans have been knocked down pretty hard by this election fraud. But it's no time to simply mm-hmm. shrink away. You have
nope.
to, and otherwise they're going to think that they can do anything they want forever.
And just because we're in a position right now we're in, because we sat back and allowed things to happen and didn't challenge things when they could have been challenged, and everything would have been on the up and up, and that would have taken care of that, which we warned people for over a year about all the stuff that was going on, warned them. And just because they chose not to do anything about it, now they go, well, we're going to get this, this, and this, and it's all going to be taken care of. No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it isn't. And, again, you know, talk about, you know, the idea of something being systemic. Well, it's systemic at the levels of all the people that control
yeah.
how the elections are
yeah.
run.
But what you can do right now, ladies and gentlemen, is you can start fighting. You're still doing the rallies, this, that, and the other. There's going to be one on January the 6th here in Tampa. Do the rallies and the boat parades and the flag waving and all that sort of stuff, and keep the thing going, and make sure that you start vetting these candidates and get some people in there. Because, again, think nationally, but act locally. Your county commissioners, your state people, those are the ones that determine what happens, because you know now that all elections are controlled by the states. You can have 50 states with 50 different rules. Okay, let's go to the phone line. I think I know who this is, so here we go. Can't wait for this one. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Come on, so let's get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what anybody says. If me and Jesus are the only one on this hill, and I'm down on this hill, Donald Trump won in a landslide. Let me give the response to Chuck Schumer. Donald Trump won in a landslide.
Just say it once. You don't need to keep repeating it.
If you'd have this forensic guy, this idiot in Georgia, just sent out 8,000 letters letting you know it's a federal offense to put your ballot in and cheat like that. And if this same guy had his staff go to Pennsylvania and Michigan and Detroit, Donald won in a landslide, okay, because the signatures have to match. Dead bodies can't, people cannot vote. Dead people can't vote. Donald Trump won all these states, period. That's the end of the story here. And the guy should have sent out 5 million letters in Georgia. That's how many letters he should have sent out to everyone in Georgia, because if you cheat, you lose. And then Stacey Abrams is going to complain. No, you can't put the Georgia Bulldogs in the national championship game because they didn't earn it. Donald Trump earned it, and if you have the forensic guy do it, Joe Smith cannot sign a scribble. I got to sign my name like a man and put it in the ballot box. And so if they call me, the feds do, I can say, Todd, see me, voted for Donald Trump. And, yes, I'm Donald Trump's number one supporter, and he wanted a landslide.
Thank you. Goodbye. Him. Okay, enough of that, and here's why. People are over this thing that Todd keeps saying, Donald Trump won a landslide. They don't want to hear that. You say it once, That's it. I'm telling you, I've had complaint after complaint after complaint after complaint. So, therefore, Todd, you gotta straighten it up here real quick. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, again, you know, we understand about the affidavits, the eyewitness, the video evidence, and the problem is that we're not seeing what most people expect would happen when you have such evidence, that there would be a hearing or there would be a reasonable evaluation of that at the different particular levels, whether it's the state legislature and whether it's a court if someone brings a lawsuit. But that's why I think the American people are dismayed by all this.
They're trying to try this in the court of public opinion, which means absolutely nothing. And if you can't get a judge, if you can't get a court, if you can't get a state legislature, if you can't get the Congress to do something about it, then it means nothing. You can talk all you want. It's like, I say this, you say that, back and forth. Okay, that's what we got. I got my opinion, you got your opinion. But we've got to get this into a court. Hasn't happened yet. No one has really seen the evidence. The only people that have seen it are the people watching television, period.
Well, sure, and people watching particular television, because everything else is being poo-pooed as if you're trying to make people believe that you saw Bigfoot or something.
And believe me, I would like nothing better than to sit here and tell you that I believe that Donald Trump can pull this out and that January the 6th, they'll figure out a way to do it and he'll do it. But I keep hearing people say, well, Vice President Pence is going to do this, he's going to do that. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's going to follow the Constitution to the letter of the law. And if he does, guess what? Joe Biden will be officially declared the president if he follows the Constitution to the letter of the law.
Well, I think that's exactly what a man like Vice President Pence will do.
That's right.
And again...
And I wish I was wrong. I wish I could say something different, but I can't. Based on everything I've seen, based on the inaction that I've seen so far... Nothing is getting done. Nothing.
Well, no, and quite frankly, I don't know that Vice President Pence has the power to set aside certain electors in favor of other electors.
Well, that's the constitutional question.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And that's what I think this Gohmert lawsuit is all about as well. So that would have to somehow be adjudicated first, but again, otherwise, then we're in the position, and this is just trying to talk about this in an academic way, but then we'd be in the position where one man could pick the president. That doesn't seem like it goes along either.
We have to find somewhere, and we still got, what, a few days to do it?
Yep.
Okay. We have to find a court and a judge that will hear this. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Supreme Court. It can be a state Supreme Court, but somebody... somewhere has to allow all this stuff to come forth and not just make a decision on procedure, if you will. Right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, a lot of things going on tonight. When we come back, we're going to tell you what the highways are like. We got some bad weather out there tonight and more coming. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. Go in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and then consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. If you've got an RV, you can become a member of the RV Club. You get some of the same benefits. You get points for the fuel that you buy. You get points for the food that you buy. You get points for whatever you buy in the store, and then you can use those points later, just like as if you're getting a discount on products. Or you can go to their group and take a look at what they have to offer in their catalog store, and away you go. That's Pilot and Flying J. And right now, we're going to have a little bit of fun.
A million miles to be with you tonight.
in the world tonight.
That's Wayne Chung and Company. Everybody have fun tonight. A little pre-New Year's Eve stuff here for later tonight. So there you go. I'm going to bring Kyle into this. Hey, Kyle, what'd you think?
Oh, I love it. Okay. Time to Wayne Chung.
Yeah, I had the cleaning lady dancing in the hallway. All right. Well, let me read you the statement, and then we'll get with it, because we got some weather out there. It's going to be around, especially over the holiday weekend, unfortunately. Now, a storm system tracking from Texas to the Great Lakes is forecast to bring multiple weather hazards, including snow, freezing rain, heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and even tornadoes across portions of the central, southern, and central and eastern U.S. into New Year's Day. Now, a series of storms will produce periods of heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, gusty to high winds across the western U.S. beyond New Year's Day. And right now we've got a lot of snow in a lot of different places and a lot of rain and some flooding going on and some tornado watches going on right now for the state of Louisiana and East Texas. So, Kyle, take us out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in northern Idaho and northern Washington tonight. We do have a winter storm warning. If you're coming across I-90, and this is coming west out of Missoula, Montana, coming across I-90 and you're headed towards Coeur d'Alene or Spokane, you've got a winter storm warning with 2 to 4 inches of snow forecast. This is in the central panhandle mountains of Idaho. This is going to be in effect until at least 10 a.m. on Thursday, for New Year's Eve, of course. And right now at 4th of July Pass, they do show snow on the roadway, and you can encounter some pretty heavy snow with this winter storm warning. So be very, very careful if you're trucking through that area. Also, in the state of Washington, winter weather advisory pretty much down through the central part of the state, continuing down through most of central Oregon, all the way to the California border, where we do have a high wind warning in parts of just east of Klamath Falls there in Oregon, extending down into Northern California, where we have a winter storm watch. This is going to be in the Reno, Carson City area of Nevada as well. And then also, Captain, we've got what looks like some wind advisories north of Los Angeles. This is going to be in the Santa Clarita area. So if you're coming up the Interstate 5 there in the Angeles National Forest area, you may encounter that. Also, over in Wyoming, high wind warnings there in Cheyenne, in Laramie area, and also right back up to Montana, a wind advisory also on I-90. This is going to be east of Bozeman. So cold temperatures out there. Right now it's very, very cold up in that area of Idaho and Washington, and that's the story out west tonight.
All righty. Well, from El Paso east, Ruidoso again, over into Roswell, up over the mountaintop, down into west Texas, you're going to have some winter driving conditions. You do have a winter storm warning east of El Paso all the way up to the I-20 and I-10 split. It goes all the way Ozona, Texas, and it goes I-10 across for probably 250 miles so far. That system is moving to the east. That's a winter storm warning where you're going to start out with a light dusting of snow, then it's going to snow a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Meanwhile, north of there, up towards Lubbock and above, up into Oklahoma, you've got a stretch of where you will have a light glaze on the road, which could be from sleet, freezing rain, and or light snow. That will change as the system develops during the course of the day and moves on. In the meantime, you're going to have winter conditions all the way up through the central and west part of just west of Dallas up into Oklahoma. It's going to pretty much follow I-35 and west about 75 miles all the way up to Oklahoma, or all the way up to Kansas City, up through Kansas. Then it's going to be across the central and northern part of Missouri, definitely definitely up there in the northern part of Missouri. You will have snow on the road I-70, which is Columbia, Missouri. Then we've got rain out in front of it right now with some severe thunderstorms in the mix. We've got flooding going on, Galveston and on up towards Houston, and then straight up, just east and skirting just east of Dallas up into I-30 all the way towards Little Rock, Arkansas. And as you get close to Little Rock, the temperatures have dropped down, so this is what you're going to be running against. It's going to be cold versus warm. So up there on I-40 coming into Little Rock, there's going to be an area of some winter driving conditions. Could be ice, could be sleet, could be snow. Don't know, but could be all of the above, too. And then unsettled weather conditions for central and southern Indiana. Also the southern part of Illinois, the west central part along I-70. This is pretty much across I-70 and some stretches of I-64, where there's unsettled weather conditions where you could run into some icy conditions as the storm starts moving to the east. In the meantime, all across central Pennsylvania, to include Snowshoe in the mountains of Pennsylvania in the middle, Harrisburg, on up towards Scranton, you've got snow, you've got winter driving conditions. Western New York, you've got the same situation there. We do have consistent snow that's coming down up I-81 all the way from Binghamton all the way up to Watertown, New York, and across I-90 all the way across to Albany, into the Berkshires towards Springfield, Mass, the western part of Connecticut. Northern part of Maine is getting snow right now, too, and we do have some gale conditions, hail force winds along the coast from Nova Scotia backwards all the way down to Long Island. Now, that's what the weather looks like today. And, Kyle, you had something. There was somebody that sent us a message.
That's right, Captain. Steve in Thailand sent in a message, and I think this was right after the phone call we had from Todd. And Steve says, Donald Trump, quote, won in a landslide, unquote, 1, 2, 3, 4 times,
yeah.
And Todd is gone for the day.
Yeah.
Says, I like his passion, but enough is enough. Joe Biden is going to be the president. We might as well face it and get on with life. Let's focus on how we take this government back in the next elections.
Yeah, I wish I could disagree with what's being said there, but I can't because, again, I've had numerous complaints about this, repetitive nature. Todd, we love his passion. We love him as a caller. But, you know, when it gets to where it starts going over the deep end, that's where it stops right there. And it is what it is. And I got more people that don't particularly care for that than ones that do. So just a little word to the wise. But the fact of the matter is that I don't like it. You don't like it. Most of us listening to this show don't like it, but we're going to have to put up with a President Joe Biden, like it or not, and a Vice President Kamala Harris, because there's just not enough support to stop it. There just isn't. And I hate to say it, but that's it. All right. Hold on, Kyle, and hold on, folks. We'll be right back. Hour number two. We got a lot more to go with. And by the way, you want to talk about Georgia? I can do that. Boy, can I do that. And the Middle East. We're talking tough and we're flying tough in the Middle East. I'll tell you what that's all about. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.